Tucker Novotny, a sophomore left-handed pitcher, Cottage Grove, Minnesota, and he will be season opening starter for the Gophers Friday night in Arizona against UC Santa Barbara. And Tucker, first of all, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
So what is the excitement level for you heading into this season opener on Friday?
Oh, it's pretty high, man. Our guy's been working quite a bit throughout this past however many months now. You know, it's February, been here the whole year, ready to showcase a lot of the stuff we've been working on. Same for me personally. I feel like I've been getting a lot better and ready to perform and show it.
Yeah, what has the offseason been like? You mentioned many of these guys have been here all year. You guys obviously want to take a step. What kind of things have you, and we'll talk pitching staff in general, you and the pitchers been working on to elevate the game here?
Yeah, a lot of things we've been doing is like we've been doing a lot more drills just like on the mound, just trying to get on the mound as much as we can, just to feel that and make sure we feel comfortable up there. And a lot of like medicine ball stuff, you do a lot of that stuff, like throwing it against a wall and using your push off leg a lot and trying to find the best way to use that, and many things like that just to optimize velocity and command and all that stuff.
Have you been noticing the progress is there, that you're feeling good on the mound?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of the stuff we're doing is helping me crazy. It's like my arm's in the best shape it's been in. My body's feeling great. A lot of mobility stuff's been helping me out. There's just been a lot of improvement that I've seen in my performance.
You had a really good freshman year last year, a 3.86 earned run average, a record of 1-1 in six games. What did you learn going through your first season as a college baseball player?
Yeah, you know, like when you step on the field as a freshman, you think you're going to do really good right away. And that's something that you kind of got to learn, that it's a different level of baseball and you just got to get used to it. And I think experience helps with that. And I got some good experience last year, and I think that'll help me this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that in terms of the comfort level. I would think now that you've got a year under your belt, that comfort level going out there Friday, while you still may have some butterflies, they might be different kind of butterflies, do you think, in that season opener?
Yeah, I think they will be. I think it'll be more excited butterflies and maybe a little nervous, but last year was definitely nervous butterflies.
When you hit the mound and you feel like you have your best stuff, without giving away too much, I mean, we could have UC Santa Barbara players watching this Gopher Talk. We don't want to give the whole scouting report away. But when you know you've got stuff going, what is the sequence, or what is what pitches do you know? What's your repertoire like, and what kind of things do you know when you're feeling it that you're gonna get outs with?
Yeah, I mean, I've been loving my curveball so far, but I think the main thing for me when I'm on the mound and I'm feeling really good is if my body feels great on the mound. And that's been something I've been using my routine to make sure I feel that way every day I go on the mound. So I think that's for sure the most reason why.
That's interesting. So yeah, if the body feels good, then the result you feel and the comfort level follows. So you mentioned the routine. If I can ask, what kind of things then get you into that space where your body's feeling good and you start rolling a little bit?
Yeah, a lot of it's just, for me, is stretching. And we do a lot of stuff with PVC pipes on the mound, just kind of staying balanced up there. But a lot of it comes from the stretching, and there's a lot of mobility stretches I do, like with my hips and my my back and my arms, a lot of stuff I do.
You guys have been indoors for obviously much of here this the winter months working out, whether it's the hitters in batting cages and you on, you know, artificial mounds, I suppose. And you do with the indoor probably get to do a little long toss and those kind of things. But how do you think it'll feel when the plane lands in Arizona and you get outside and the temperatures are probably in the 80s, at least the 70s anyway, and you get on a real mound for the first time in a little bit facing batters on a real diamond? What how do you think that's going to go?
I know that's super exciting for us just because we're indoors for 4 months and then we finally get to go outside and actually play the game, and we're just all ecstatic to do that.
Have you, when you think about that, is there a difference? I mean, it's one thing taking ground balls. Let's just put yourself in the mind of like one of your infielders or outfielders. Well, with outfield, you know, getting the high fly balls, this might be the first time they're going to see those. But just, yeah, just to be on the dirt or the painted fake grass, whichever one the field might be, I'm not sure what it'll be like this weekend for you guys. But either way, it probably is still a different field. Is there going to be an inning or two of just pure adjustment there, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they will be. I think we'll adjust quick, though, just because we've been playing it our whole lives. But, yeah, with, like you were saying, with the dirt, something I miss about playing the field was just, like, sliding and getting dirty, you know. So,
yeah. Well, and now a lot of these fields, the whole thing is the synthetic grass, and where the dirt would be, it's just brown grass. It's just painted brown. So you don't even get to get dirty when you're on the bases, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy indeed. All right, well, let's talk about this weekend. You've got Oregon State, UC Santa Barbara, New Mexico. Of course, UC Santa Barbara. Sounds like a pretty competitive field. How important is it, do you think, to get this season off on a good note and go rattle off a few wins in Arizona this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think getting off on the right foot is a big thing for us this year, just to make sure, like, we get going down the right path, you know. So I think it'll be very important to win a few games down there, if not all of them. That's what we're hoping for. But I think if we win the first one and get a couple more, I think that'll lead for some success throughout the year.
In college baseball, of course, the Friday starter is an important one because it does set the tone for the weekend. How are you embracing that role this year, as you'll be the Friday starter this week? And obviously you hope to perform to be the Friday starter the rest of the way. What does it mean to, one, be the guy to start the season with that role and roll with it?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, it's a big role. You got big shoes to fill and a big, like, you got to get the weekend started off on the right foot. I'm embracing it pretty well. I mean, you obviously got to try and keep the spot by performing well. So I hope to do that and just keep doing it right. And it's a big role and hopefully feeling it good.
Rest of the pitching staff with the starters and then who you guys will bring out of the bullpen. How do you like the makeup of that group, and how important is it that that the entire group, you know, take that step from a year ago into this year?
Yeah, I think we have a ton of guys that are going to have big roles to fill, and I think they're going to do it well. A lot of guys in the bullpen. We have three starters right now, and I think it's going to be a big battle the whole year just because we played tough competition this year. And I think our guys are going to be up to the task.
You, of course, as we mentioned, are from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, local kid. You were an excellent high school pitcher your senior year, a 1.25 ERA. I think 10-1 was your record. And take me through what it meant for you to stay at home playing, you know, for the Gophers in the Big Ten for your hometown team.
Yeah, I think the main thing for that is just I grew up being a Gopher fan my whole life and cheered for all the sports, came to a few baseball games growing up, loved the atmosphere, and I just wanted to be a part of that and play for my own state.
What was it like the first game you put that Gopher jersey on?
It was pretty cool. I remember it was at Creighton and in Omaha, so it was a pretty cool stadium to play at, and yeah, it was just fun being out there, you know.
Last one for you. My spies tell me that you're a pretty good bowler. Like, I guess, and if you're a lefty, I don't know, Earl Anthony, right? I mean, you're probably, yep, too young to know who Earl Anthony is, but, you know, he was, when I was young, he was the stud bowler and he was a lefty. So, how did you get into bowling? And you've bowled a 300 game before, is that right?
I have, yeah. That's kind of my main accomplishment of bowling, but, I don't even really remember what got me into it. I think I was just watching a tournament one day on TV randomly, and I was like, be fun to do that. And so my dad got me a ball and we went to the lanes. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty fun. So I ended up joining the high school team and had a good time with it.
And here you are now. Do you ever go out and shark your teammates for some money on the lanes before they knew you were good?
I don't even have my balls here. I need to bring them, but yeah, we should go sometime.
Yeah, very good. So are you a spin? You got the curveball on the mound. Are you a spin artist on the alley as well?
You know, some guys can, they call it hook, and some guys can hook the whole lane from the far right to the far right again, you know.
Yeah.
I just kind of go up the middle and gets a little hook at the end, though.
What was the 300? You have one career 300 game. What was that like?
Yeah, one. It was actually pretty cool. I remember stepping up in the 10th frame, and you got to get three in a row. And I was really nervous. And then the last one came and my heart was pounding out of my chest. And I actually got it. There was a pin standing up and another pin slowly rolled and knocked it over at the end. So that was a blessing. But yeah.
So some drama in the last frame, huh? That's great.
Yep.
Wouldn't want it any other way. Well, let's have a drama-free Friday. Go out and shut them down. Let's get a win to start the season against UC Santa Barbara. And we sure appreciate you joining us here on Gopher Talk.
For sure. Thank you, Mike.